Well, you know, if Oprah buys the L.A. Clippers, Stedman's going to want a coach. Then when Gail King gets the job, he's going to be hurt. Well, what do you know?
Live from San Francisco, California to Charleston, South Carolina, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know? Wisconsin author Nicholas Butler. All the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know? Is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who looks dashingly hip in his magic Mushroom Mifflin tee, it's Michael Feldman.
Glen Block party. Time to get your party on today at Mifflin Block Street party. We're all just getting out of here. We're going to head down there right
You're
now.
You're a little old for that, aren't you?
What is that, my conscience?
Michael.
Why would my brain have John Tulin's voice? That's a very annoying development. Very annoying. Well, anyhow, getting back to Oprah and the Clippers, the Oprah Clippers. I like the sound of it. Thank you. It would be good for Stedman to do something, you know, have something to do. So that's a good thing. Stedman did tell Oprah, don't be bringing any black men around here. And he doesn't usually speak in the vernacular, actually. So he was pretty upset, I think, about the whole thing. The good thing about the Oprah Clippers, a gift box under every seat. Certainly no gifts on the court. And all the non-Clipper news, if any, Rob Ford to Betty Ford. Hello? Just John can hear me, isn't it? Weird. Mr. Ford, when did you first become aware that you might have a problem? After doing exclusive research into the subject, the University of Colorado Boulder has decided to admit Neanderthals. Because they're no different than you and me. Well, you, I'm not so sure. Minimum wage boost fails in the Senate because they pay enough for yard work as it is. Gosh, darn it. Russia tells U.S. to transport astronauts to space station with trampoline. No, because they're Russian. They don't use the us and things and the these. So someone's feeling pretty cocky about themselves over there, I'll tell you that. All hammer and sickly over in Russia. And for what? Seizing Crimea? Dane County could have seized Crimea. Increased the tax base would have been a good thing. I'm just saying, cover me, will you? Because I may have to leave here. I'm going down to the block party.
I don't want to interrupt.
It's all about the block party as far as I'm concerned. Meanwhile, teenage mutant Russian separatists take over the post office in Dnipropetrovsk. A valued stamp cancellation, by the way. You get Dnipropetrovsk on your letter. It increases the value tremendously. In Ukraine in general, a T-Partsky on the upswing. They're going to the ramparts. Okay. I don't know these people, and yet they make a great white Russian. I can't figure these people out. All right. Voter ID is ruled really stupid in Wisconsin. When's the last time someone stole your identity to vote? If you think about it, it doesn't happen all at all. I suppose it could have happened. Governor Walker and the boys say they're willing to compromise with voter wrist tattoos. Put a number right about here, and that will last. Marrying a very politically progressive gal, George Clooney, is forced to ethically mine a 7-carat diamond himself. Hard ethically mining, you know, you can't use any like machines and stuff, I think, number one. You got to do it yourself. You can't make anyone do it. Sterling banned for life in the NBA, so that's what, 6-7 years? possibly less. Speaking of Israel, in case you were, John Kerry says he never said apartheid. He said apartheid. He's a partayer, John Kerry. An Ohio Baptist University shuts down an LGBT-friendly newspaper after learning the B is not for Baptist. Came as quite a shock. Moviegoers leaving Spider-Man 2 said to be visibly shaken after seeing Spidey being eaten by his mate in the film. Consumed, I mean. Okay. All's well that ends well with Paul Simon and what's her name, the skinny tall one with the annoying voice. Okay, yeah, her. They are releasing a new single together, I Got You, Babe. And the video is great. They do Sonny and Cher. They dress as Sonny and Cher for the video. Instant classic. At auction, Dylan's copy of Like a Rolling Stone expected to bring $2 million, while Like a Rolling Rock is just $6. They stick together in this humidity, you know. I'm not pausing for effect. Okay, at the Wisconsin Republican Convention in Milwaukee, some of the more progressive Republicans want to secede. There's some confusion. They may think it's succeed. Some of the delegates aren't. But it's actually secede if you read it, guys. S-E-C-E-D-E is not succeed. A good workaround for the Republicans might be if all the Republicans left. They could secede. It'd be like a Republican rapture. Yeah. They'd all go to the UP or something. Shoot up and go to the UP. It's a short ways. They could walk, probably. Governor Walker has not said if he would run for potentate of a new sovereign badger state. But those in the know say it's not the kind of thing you run for. You just seize that. Potentates seize their jobs. They don't have to run for them. Rob Ford is back to Betty Ford. Governor and Mrs. Tonette Walker want the wheelchair ramp moved from the mansion. You read about this, a big deal around here. To FDR. Okay, gotta be a certain age to groan at that. The Committee on Public Access to Buildings has said, no way, taking the ramp out of the governor's mansion. It is worth noting that Scott Walker, one of the 100 most influential people in the world, can't get a ramp removed from his house. That his wife really wants gone, really, really. Newly sober Zac Efron reveals that his name is actually Jack Saffron. It just slurs to Zac Efron. Isaac, good to see you again. The Milwaukee Brewers dog, Hank, brings down one of the racing Clement Polish sausages and eats his liver before the groundskeeper can shoot him. So almost a tragedy at Miller Park. Almost lost a sausage. U.S. consumer spending surges 0.1% in March. Well, surge. It is a number, positive. A Wisconsin Congressman Paulie Ryan moving on up to the Black Congressional Caucus. He'll be the token Caucasian. This is this took me so long to work out even the beat on this joke. Caucasian, yeah. That you should appreciate it more. Rob Ford out of Betty Ford. As a convenience, Wisconsin will raise the maximum political donation to $6.8 million, so you won't have to spread around $680,000 donations. That's where the convenience comes in, see. The Colorado Symphony Orchestra announces its pot-friendly version of the 1812 Overture. Giant bongs will be fired as bells ring across Denver. I want to be there for it. And today kicks off Old Timers Riot Day. at the Mifflin Street Block Party and Riot for 2014. So, class of 70, I'm talking to you, wrap your ties around your foreheads, make love, not war, peace up. Mifflin, thank you very much. That's all I got. Oh, yeah, I was here.